Have you ever been cut off while you're speaking? Or maybe even spoken to with a belligerent tone, and you're trying to be professional in your communication? Nothing's working, and someone is difficult to deal with. I bet you've experienced that. I think all of us have. Well, that's what we're covering in today's episode. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad you're with me here today. Thank you for taking this voice journey with me as your guide, and thank you for your downloads and your shares and being a subscriber. I really do appreciate it. And for those of you that have left reviews, thank you. It really helps me in the search rankings. And if you haven't had a chance yet, I would love it if you would jump over to the review section of the podcast on iTunes and leave me a quick, honest review. Now, I've got a great episode for you today. I've got a question. I'm answering a question that I think you really have experienced what this guy is talking about when you have to deal with someone who is interrupting and just not easy to deal with. So I'm going to dive into it in just a minute, but I wanted to share a little quick story with you. And this is in no way to gloat, but those of you that are regular listeners, you probably remember me talking about, I believe it was in episode 112 or 113, about when I messed up my computer and I was trying to find somebody to help me with fixing my computer. And the way that everybody talked to me was just mind-bending to me. Well, I wanted to give you an update on that story. And again, this is not to gloat, but if you remember the story or if you haven't heard me tell the story, basically, the gist of it was I was having a really hard time finding someone to fix my computer because the people were just horrible the way they talked to me, not only in their tone, but in their words. And the second person I went to, he literally called me stupid. He told me I was stupid. He screamed at me. It was literally mind-bending the way this young man spoke to me, how he spoke to me. And I did an episode about it, about how it really is so key, the customer service piece of using your voice properly. It can cost you money. It can cost you relationships. And yes, what you say is a part of it, but how you say it is everything. We drive by that place every day coming home from when I bring my son home from school. He has gone out of business. And I'm not saying that he went out of business because of the way he spoke to me. I have no idea. It's like, why does an actor get cast? Well, I believe the voice is a huge part of it, but there are other factors at play. There could easily be other factors at play in this situation, but it could very easily be that when you talk to people that are your customers or potential customers, and you use a horrible tone with them and you call them names and you do it enough, it could cost you business or it could cost you your business. So I just thought that was really interesting and I wanted to follow up with you on that story because it was a big deal at the time. A lot of people, it's always a big deal, but it was a really big deal at the time that so many people were using such a negative tone and the point of it all being, it can hurt your business. It can hurt your job, and it can definitely hurt your business, which is actually quite linked to what we're going to talk about today. This question I received, it's basically a two-part question, and I'm going to do the best that I can with it because I don't have all the facts. The gist of the question is something like, I'd like to receive support on an issue that could arise during a conversation. I'm talking about occasions where the listener is allowed to interrupt and reply or comment or speak. Especially, I would like you to address the tools available to manage distressed, derogatory reactions from the listeners, despite our best intentions, professionalism, and determination. And I think about this a lot. Thank you for sending that question in. It's a two-parter and it's a heavy one. And I don't have all the specifics, so I am going to dance a little bit with this, but I'm going to address it and I'm going to give you a lot of options. Same kind of situation, it sounds like. You know, you're in a conversation with someone that basically, it sounds like, has the power to do anything they want, to talk to you any way they want. Maybe it's a superior, maybe it's an owner. And, you know, my first thought, and I'm going to give you a lot of stuff on this, but my first thought is, and I think this thought a lot, sometimes there are just people that are going to be that way. And no matter what we do, no matter how we respond, they are going to be that way. Doesn't mean that we can't change our response. It doesn't mean that we can't have every single tool in our tool belt to deal with that person or those persons, but sometimes they are not going to change. Probably a lot of times. I get brought into companies a lot to help people sound more confident and more captivating, and that's really fun, and I love it, and it definitely makes an impact on the overall teams and their effectiveness and what they get done and how they get along. But occasionally, I've been brought into workplaces where there was one person, like a department, where there was one person that was so toxic, it was wrecking the whole scene. And that's the way it is. It just takes one person. When I was directing theater with young people, all it took was one parent. I could have all these fabulous parents, but one parent could make my life miserable. It's the same kind of thing. One guy or gal. In many instances, they can change. In many instances, they cannot change. So where I'm going now is I'm going to give you the armor that you need, the tools that you need, but I just want to put it out there that sometimes some people are just going to be that way. And the mantra that saved me on this particular type of thing, because I'm an empath, because I'm a voice intuitive, because I'm a sensitive person, it's really hard for me to not take that on when people are like that around me. And I learned many, many years ago to immediately start saying in my mind, when I have to deal with people like that, this is so not about me, because it's not. People have all kinds of things that they do as vocal masks of protection. We always think of, oh, you know, the guy that's loud and this and that, and well, he's confident. Not always. Loud can be just as much of a mask as quiet. Interrupting people can be absolutely a mask, and it's absolutely about that person feeling powerless from a voice perspective. I'm coming today. So I think when we have to deal with people like that, that break all the rules and we're doing everything we can, we have to really, really get solid with, this is not about me. That has saved my life. It's not about me. Aggression, vocal aggression, vocal interruptions, vocal power struggles, all of it, it's voice masks protecting vulnerability. I don't want you in, so I'm going to keep you out. I have to prove my worth. I'm going to vocally keep you out or shut you down. So much psychology of the voice in what we do. And I guarantee you, this person that we're dealing with, not the guy who wrote in the question, but the guy who's interrupting and being whatever, there's issues there. And these are vocal masks. These are things that were put in to protect that have become obstacles. They're obstacles because we have to deal with it. So first of all, it's not about you. You know, I think that what I want to address the listener is allowed to interrupt first. Now, interruption. Okay, first let me back up just a second. I don't know if there needs to be any kind of intervention, or if you could talk it out with this person, if you can say, hey, it really bothers me when. Now, if that is an option, I'm always going to recommend that. You know, maybe you need a mediator. Maybe you need, you know, to speak your truth beautifully. Hey, just wanted to bring it up and let you know that it's really kind of distressing for me when you interrupt me. And I just wanted to let you know how I feel about that. I just really don't feel heard. So if that is an option, that's your next step. But I want to tell you something about people that interrupt. They don't feel heard. So I want you to use your voice, and I want you to express how you feel, but I want you to remember that they don't feel heard. So oftentimes what you want to do is the very opposite of what you feel like doing, which is make them feel heard. And we do that through connector phrases. I've talked about connector phrases before. Hey, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Could you give me just 1 second to finish this? Could be an option, you speaking your truth, just doing it beautifully. But rolling in phrases to make them feel heard. I really want to hear what you think. I can't wait to hear what you think. I want to share this with you. I can't wait to get your feedback. I'd love to get your feedback on this. Constantly using connector phrases that have I and you in them to make them feel heard. You're trying to put your message out. They're cutting you off. They want to feel heard. They may even want to shut you down. So it becomes important that we use our words and our tone to empower them and let them know they deserve to be heard and they are heard. You may feel great angst for these people. And I'm asking you to flip it. I'm asking you to give them power, because you're actually going to have more power when you do. Sounds crazy to empower them to share their thoughts, but that is the very thing that can get them to back off because they potentially don't feel heard. And that's not about you either. Maybe it is, but doubtful. So you're going to say what you need to say, but I don't want you to be a noodle. I want you to say things like, if it's okay, just let me finish this one point. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Let me share this. If that's not even an option, or even if it is, I want you to start empowering them with phrases that include I and you. I'd love to hear where you're going with that. I want to hear what you have to say. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. So now you may be saying, listener that sent in the question, well, none of that's going to work so far, but that's okay. I've got more things. I think it becomes important that you take an honest look at what you're doing with your tone. It is possible that you have such frustration, such anger, such distress over this situation that there is something in your tone that is pushing and triggering these interruptions and the belligerence. I'm just saying it's possible. Not saying it's probable. I'm saying I want you to take a really good look at what are you doing vocally. Are you shrinking? Are you pushing? Or are you staying moderate? Are you moderately saying what you need to say without any barriers, without any edges that could trigger these responses? So that's something else you need to do. So really, for the first part is talk it out if you can. Let them know how you feel. Very importantly, speak your truth. Just do it beautifully. Use these connector phrases. Empower them. Make sure you are listening to them. We have to give what we want to receive. And that's the point of empowering them to speak, letting them know they're heard. That's what you want to receive, so we're going to give it. All right, now there's more to this question. How do we manage distressed, derogatory reactions from the listeners despite the best intentions and professionalism? I think a lot of the answer to the first part applies here as well. Say what you need to say. Is it possible for you to say, it bothers me when, it upsets me when, if it's possible, I would appreciate it if you, is it possible to express how you feel to this person when they speak to you this way? Now, you can't do it in an attack way, but you can do it in a speak your truth way. Using, again, I, specifically I statements, and you, I feel this way when you, I was hoping I could talk to you about. Using speaking your truth beautifully. That's what I want to say on this. But again, you might need that mantra. This is not about me. This is not about me. And I want to give you another option, but I want to jump back to speaking your truth for another minute. What I have seen a lot of times in the past is that sometimes people that are speaking distressed and derogatory and belligerent, they don't know they're doing it. And I want to tag that on to speaking your truth beautifully. And I don't know all the information, but is it possible that this person doesn't even realize they're being this way? If that is a possibility, that is another reason why I want you to speak your truth beautifully and in a very calm, professional way say, I just wanted to share with you that it really kind of distresses me and it's hard for me to be as productive when you yell at me like that. Or whatever it is. I've heard lots of clients talk to me about this and they stood up for themselves, they spoke their truth, and the person didn't even realize that they were being perceived this way. So that's something I wanted to tag on to that. Now, I want to give you a whole nother concept on this. All of this may be blowing your mind, but I want you to toss away your responses and I want you to include thank you. Oh, I appreciate that. I didn't realize that. Thank you. You know, they say, hey, you screwed this up, Bob. I don't know what I'm going to do if you can't get things right. You can say things like, I hear what you're saying and I appreciate your feedback. Thank you. Again, it's another way to empower the person that is saying what they're saying. Yeah, maybe they're jerks. Maybe they're bullies. And you're saying, why do I want to give them any more power? You want to give them the kind of power that's going to give you power back. If that makes sense. By letting them feel heard, by letting them know you're hyper aware of how they're speaking to you, but it's not pushing buttons and you're not going to react to it. Bringing all of that into awareness from a vocal perspective by what you say and how you say it is actually giving you a lot of power. So this is about you getting your power back. So those are things that you can do when the person gets belligerent. You know, can you use your voice in a connector phrase, I, you, empowering kind of way? Or can you just toss it away and say thank you? So that's a lot. Hopefully that's a lot of things that could work for you. Again, without having the exact specifications and ins and outs and details of the situation, it's hard for me to give you, oh, you do this. Step one, here we go. But I think that there are probably every listener out there that has experienced something like this. Somebody talking to you rudely, somebody being belligerent, somebody cutting you off, somebody doing this, somebody doing that. I mean, in fact, I'd like to hear from the one that has never experienced that because you're the anomaly. But try out some of these things. Is an intervention possible? Can you talk it out? Can you say how you feel? Keep a mantra, not about me. Do a tone check. How are you putting the information out there? Use connector phrases. Make them feel heard. Toss it away what you say. And thank them. These are all great ways that you can manage someone who is difficult. And if this doesn't answer the question, if these things don't work, send me a message and tell me exactly what's happening and we'll go from there. I love to hear your questions. I really do. I love it when you send me in questions. I love to answer them here on the air because I know that these are common things. These things that I am speaking to you about, they're very common. Everybody deals with this. So keep them coming. You can email them over to me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. But that's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.